Exclusive. Parental rights groups on Trump's big, beautiful bill, it supports families. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 17, 2025. Several parental rights groups spoke to the White House about President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, and pointed out that it supports families. Tina Deskovich, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty. Nikki Naley, executive director of Parents Defending Education. Parade, Action, and Colette Casey, a mom of three from Florida, highlighted how the bill, which passed the House of Representatives in May, gives tax credits to parents for children and supports school choice. Some of the things that we are excited about in President Trump's big, beautiful bill is number one, it supports families, Deskovich explained. It strengthens parental rights. It gives tax credits to parents for children. President Trump is putting more money back into the hands of mothers to use how they see fit for their children, Casey noted. Deskovich added that the bill supports school choice, so parents can decide the best education for their children. Over the past 4 years, we have seen American public schools treat family with contempt, hide secrets from mom and dad, and basically keep us at arm's length and out of our children's lives, Naley added. So, the fact that this is a bill that will now allow families to find a school, a private school, a parochial school, or homeschool that meets their values is something I think is incredibly exciting. The support for Trump's big, beautiful bill from Deskovich, Naley, and Casey comes as the American Federation for Children, AFC, which supports school choice, issued a press release on Monday celebrating the inclusion of a robust school choice tax credit. The press release came after the Senate Finance Committee released its version of the bill, which included some changes. Every state will have school choice soon. We applaud Senate leadership for taking the next step to ensure a strong school choice tax credit is included in the one big, beautiful bill, Tommy Schultz, the CEO of the AFC, said in a statement, giving the president an opportunity to fulfill his school choice campaign promise and send K-12 education back to the states when it reaches his desk.